Sister Amy, you entered religious life more than 60 years ago. Could you tell us your experience about searching religious congregation to enter, and how did your decision impact your life? Thank you.
Well, I was quite young, but I went to the Precious Blood Sisters, and when I was invited to their investiture service for when they received their habit. And as I was sitting there admiring how the beauty of it all, I was very much aware of something that was happening inside of me that was rather alarming. It just seemed like everything went dark inside of me, and I thought, this is not where I belong. It was just so clear to me. And then I met a Dominican, and it was like all the lights went on inside of me. And I thought, what is this? I'd never experienced anything like that before. But I listened to it, and I was feeling a call to become a sister. I didn't know what the sisters really were, but then I just felt like that was what I was being called to. So I took step by step by step, and it led me into the Dominican Sisters in Great Bend, Kansas, and a group of us, about the same age, entered at the same time. And but then in the 60s, a lot of my friends all left at the same time. So I was asking myself, why am I staying? In those days, we were just told, obedience was you go where you're told. And you do what's assigned you. And that fit me fine because I was so young. And because I just went wherever I was, where I was sent, it helped me grow up. I was very timid and shy. Those that know me now, you can hardly believe that. But as I started out teaching first grade, then second grade, and third grade, and then high school religion, and meeting with the parents. But then I got over that shyness, and then it was as the Vatican II came up, the whole way that we did obedience was shifted to a way of discerning. What is God calling me to do? And we discern it with the community. And so that opened up ways of me being called into many different things that I would never have dreamt that I could do. But I could always feel within myself there was something right about this invitation. And it was right for me to be here. When others were leaving, I looked deep in my heart and I thought, yes, I belong here. This is who I am. And so I stayed. And it has been a tremendous blessing for me that I did stay, because I think it stretched me into ways and to doing ministries and developing skills that I had no idea was in me. And all I can do now is I can look back over these years and say thank you. Thank you for the call.